Catholic school students in Pennsylvania are back in the classroom just weeks after the release of a grand jury report that detailed mass clergy sex abuse in six Catholic dioceses in that state. That raises questions for teachers and parents who are trying to figure out how to talk to students about the investigation. From member station WESA in Pittsburgh, Sarah Schneider reports.
At the first Mass of the school year at St. Bernard Elementary School in suburban Pittsburgh, two students stand in front of the congregation and lead their classmates in prayer. They pray for the leaders of the world, for the sick and suffering, for all of life's blessings, and
for all victims of abuse in the Catholic Church, we pray the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
It's the only time revelations about clergy abuse is mentioned during the service, and it might be the only time it's brought up at the school. Principal Anthony Moranti says he's going to leave that conversation up to parents.
For some kids, and this is what I'm concerned about, parents do not want them to be aware of this, and that's the parents' right. So you're going to bring something up and stir something up that isn't there.
After the first Mass of the school year, about a half dozen parents weren't willing to speak on the record. They said they either hadn't talked to their kids about clergy abuse, or they didn't know what to say. The Pittsburgh Diocese sent a letter home last week assuring parents that their children are safe in school, as well as reminding them of their children's own, quote, role in remaining safe. Nick Vaskoff with the diocese says students are taught the right to say no as part of lessons on personal safety.
Just to be aware of just suspicious behavior or things that may be grooming behavior, signs of abuse.
17 schools in the diocese were named in the grand jury's clergy abuse report. Sometimes children were molested and raped in their school. Other times, students were groomed during the school day. And while Catholic schools are required to do background checks on anyone who comes in contact with kids, the grand jury report revealed sometimes abuse happened anyway. The report noted several personnel files for the same priest contained both a clean background report and a file documenting abuse.
Good morning. Please stand for morning prayer.
Lord Jesus, we ask for your help as we begin this new school year. Allow us to experience your presence in the many blessings you put before us.
After morning prayer at Central Catholic High School in Pittsburgh, students are encouraged to discuss the clergy abuse in religion class. Principal Tony Baginski says teachers aren't expected to have the answers. They are expected to listen.
Not to try and deflect, not to try and explain away. And there's going to be anger there. There's disappointment. But then also to be honest, to also say that we also have questions.
And Baginski has given that same advice to parents. He's encouraged them to listen to their child's questions. That's what parent Maria Akins is doing. She brought up the report at the dinner table. Her younger son is just starting his junior year at Central Catholic. He hasn't had a lot to say.
You know, and it's interesting, he doesn't, but he internalizes everything and I know he's thinking about it.
One of her older sons just graduated from Central Catholic last year. He thinks it's more of a societal issue than a church problem.
He was more just like, I've always gone to church because I go to church for God. That's how he felt about it.
Which is a relief to Akins. She was concerned her kids would question their faith.
I think that they did think, how should we respond? Should this, you know, make us feel less close to God, less faith-filled, less trusting maybe? But I don't think that it has.
She says she told her sons that priests are people, and their sin should not be an indictment of the church.
Sarah Schneider on Morning Edition from NPR News.